Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to bring in Jim Welder, Dr. Jim Welder, who has a little bit of experience in coaching football, not just with the Atlanta Legends, but, you know, what was it, a few years back, Hugh, she kind of broke every glass ceiling in the world when she was an assistant with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to have a female coach out there coaching.
Yeah, absolutely was. First female coach. Matter of fact, I think you know, are you in Madden, Jim Welder? By the way, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I am in Madden. It is pretty cool. I tell people I went from being the first female coach in the real world to the digital world as well.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is. The only thing you have to notice, so it's in the shutdown KO mode, it's superstar KO mode, and my team is team shutdown. It's a defensive-based team. Obviously, we have the best defense in the team. Philosophy is they can't score, they can't win.
So I like that philosophy.
After my true heart. But the funny thing is, if you look at the huddle, obviously, I'm 5'2". So we either have, like, the shortest team in the world, or I'm really tall in this version. Maybe, you know, it finally took the digital world to be there because you see I'm the same height as the guys in the huddle. So all of my players have gotten a good kick out of that one.
So Jen, I just had to tell you, when I saw you out there, I was excited. But at the same time, you know, being a former football player and being out there with the guys and being 5'2", were you a little bit intimidated at first?
You know, I probably would have been intimidated to be out there with them as a coach if I hadn't been out there already as a player. You got to remember, before I went into coaching with them, I was the first female to play running back in men's pro football. So I'd already played a season in indoor as a running back. So, mm-hmm. You know, you think of what's the scariest thing that could happen is that, you know, you might accidentally get tackled in a drill. Well, that already happened for a season. So we're good, right? Like, worst case aside, what you all worried about, I've gotten hit, gotten right back up, we're good. And actually, I found, as a defensive coach, being able to run some of the drills, that my height is an advantage. Number one, if they're trying to get to my level, they're winning because, you know you're a former football player, low man wins.
Yes.
So if they can get as low as me, we're going to win every time.
Jen Welder is joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. Tomorrow, she's got a camp off Hollowell Parkway. Tell me a little bit about the camp that you got going.
So it's an all-girls camp tomorrow from 2 to 6. Check-in starts at 1, and it's sponsored by Adidas. And this is something that's really close to my heart. I grew up in Vero Beach, Florida. Huge football fan, always wanted to play. Didn't actually get the opportunity until I was 22. So I jokingly say if I would have started earlier, I would have, you know, owned the game. So, you know, I haven't stopped trying. But when I got out of the NFL, I noticed that there were football camps everywhere, and none of them were specifically for girls. So the situation that you get in is, yeah, you might have a co-ed camp, right? You asked about being intimidated going out there with the guys. When it's intimidated is if everybody else has already learned something, right? Like, how to throw a ball properly, how to catch, how to pull flags, do all those things. And then you're thrown in, and you don't know what they know. And so you'd see at co-ed camps, you might have, like, two girls. And there are a whole lot more that want to play. So what we do is take them in a safe environment and teach them all of the basics. So you have to have no football pre-knowledge so that there's no game that they cannot step in. And if they've been playing, we're going to take their games to a whole nother level. And then hopefully, whether it's a co-ed situation, an all-girls situation, or you're just playing street ball, the girls will have the skills to step in and know that, you know, they know the right things to do.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Jen Welder, former NFL assistant coach. So, Jen, what I'm getting from this is that when they come to your camp, you're taking them down to the fundamentals and you're building them back up so that they can feel comfortable going into any situation and playing football and knowing what they're talking about. Am I right with that?
You are. You are. Because, you know what? and you know this, it's not a boy or a girl who doesn't know how to catch passes properly. I still check boys all the time, and it's funny to me because as a former linebacker slash D-line coach, I've taught more people how to catch a football than I could even possibly tell you. But if you've not been taught the fundamentals, then you're not going to be successful. So to come in and really get somebody who is paying attention to those details that you have to be taught, then you're going to get into a situation where you've got that foundation, and anywhere else you go, you've got it, and you can continue to learn. You can't build a foundation on sand, so we want to make sure that you have a nice, solid foundation.
Jim Welder joining us at the WayForward.com hotline. Of course, coach with the Atlanta Legends, was a coach with the Arizona Cardinals, knows a little bit about football. Her camp tomorrow is at John Lewis Invictus Academy on Hollowell Parkway. And, of course, you can go to JimWelder.com and get more information, JenWelter. It is girls, and I think it's important, Jen, because anybody out there going, well, you know, I don't have any gear. This isn't a gear situation, is it?
No, it's not. It's flag, number one. So if you don't have cleats, bring your sneakers. And also, don't forget, it's completely free. So it's not – I had a coach ask me, you mean free? I'm like, I don't know what other kind of free. Like, we are not charging you anything. You will get some gear from Adidas. I partnered with them. They've backed my entire fall tour and some of the stuff that I did earlier this year because we believe that there's no game you cannot play and no field you do not belong in or on. This is confidence through sports. If you ever wanted to try, or even if you're a parent out there and you feel like your girl is lacking some of the confidence to step out on these fields, one of the beautiful things about football, and part of the reason why I love it so much, is on the football field, we have a place for everybody, meaning every body type. So everyone who comes out there will feel like $1 million at the end of the day, and I take that very personally. This is my way to be hands-on with girls all across the country and to get them a little bit of the magic through the game of football that has changed my world.
Sports Radio 929, again, we're talking to Jen Welter, former NFL assistant coach. Jen, I got to say, I like the name of your nail polish, and it also allowed it's kick glass, and in referring to the glass ceilings that you're starting to kick down. But what I really like about it is because there's a stigma out there that women can't, you know, be a woman and still be physical. And the fact that you're out there doing that, I think that's great.
You know, my nails have gone back to actually when I played with the guys. And you know this. It's look good, play good, right?
Rock, so rock and roll.
They don't want me out there as a female, like, trying to look like them. They don't. Like, just because you're playing a man's game in a quote-unquote man's game in a man's world doesn't mean you're trying to be a man. And I think that that's a really important thing for girls to see. Like, you can get your hands dirty. You can have your hands down in the trenches and have banging nails at the same time. And this is something that I have kind of gotten pushback from in certain situations, right? Like, I showed up the first time I was going to walk in a fashion show. It's like a professional fashion show. Everybody's, you know, decked out. They have these gorgeous dresses and stuff. And they essentially had, like, a dude suit for me because they're like, well, you're a football coach. We wanted you to be comfortable. And I said, I'm not comfortable in that. Like, I would never wear that. And I don't want girls to have to feel that just because you love football that you're trying to be a guy. Like, be yourself. Be you. Make a stand and break barriers, even the way you wear your nails.
Well, JenWelter.com, JenWelter. It is a flag football. It's free. It's flag football camp, and you can be part of it tomorrow at John Lewis Invictus Academy. Just go to JenWelter.com. Jen, we really appreciate your taking a few minutes, and hopefully you could teach some of these girls to rush the quarterback and get a sack, because apparently that's a lost art around here.
Oh, look, give me anyone who wants to rush the quarterback. If pad level is a problem, I am an expert.
There you go. There's so much that I can say after you said that about some people that I know here that need that. But I'm going to go ahead and lay out.
Why don't you tell them to holler at me? It does happen to be one of the best things I'm best at.
Like, I believe it. Look, I believe it.
It took me a long time to learn that. At 5'2", you know, when you first get out there, you think you're going to try and go like chest to chest, toe to toe with people. And when you find out quickly that you're not chest to chest, you're more like chest to belly button. You really better just check yourself and realize that getting low is an advantage. Once you get that, you can rule the world and sack a whole lot of quarterbacks.
Low man win.
No man wins. And appreciate it, Jen. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.